Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, Sam Cooke. Change. Well, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and why am I doing this show? I'm doing this show for you. That is true. I'm doing the show for you. And the reason why, let me clarify that. I'm doing the show for you. It doesn't mean that it is not for myself too. It is for us. Right? In every given way, it is for us. It seems like it doesn't matter how, what angle I look on issues that I am presenting. It still is for us. Whichever way I look at it, it is for us. Because though I could think of just laying down and sleep or do something else, instead of doing the show, let's say I know what I'm content with and don't need to do this show because I can sit down and read and digest and just rest you know, take it easy. The problem is, I cannot do that. I have an incumbency because of what I know. Share it. And the background of what I'm saying, the reason why I continue to do the show, regardless who listens, is because I find the knowledge imperative about the human existence. And I know from my experience, many people are out there, and people around me who don't know. Wherever one is listening, near or far, in my judgment, it is crucial that in our passing time that we know the truth about our existence. There is a lot of causes which prevents us from knowing the right knowledge we are to have. And the reason why we do not know it, it is because of white people. All life forms started in Africa, even the white people's beginning started in Africa. But they left Africa and go to Europe and Asia. How long ago is important. African people, it is important that you know what time, as they are known to call. It is imperative, urgent, that we know what time their human life began and when they migrate from Africa into Europe. They didn't come from somewhere else and go to Africa. Their lives began in Africa. Why is it important to know that? It is important to know that, to know when the earliest human started life in Africa. We need to know that for a reason. And why do we need to know the reason? Based upon the structure and form, the reason for humankind to exist. That reason we need to know. And because life didn't continue like it began, changes happen along the way. Now, it is crucial to realize that the larger part of humanity lived uncivilized before civilization came. That is crucial to know. And if you don't know it, your life goes to waste. Perish. Enjoy life based on its purpose. Calls for civilized knowledge. If you don't have civilized knowledge, your life perish. No make no sense. Life don't make no sense. It's as good as you drop boop dead and other form of life eat you. And so therefore, I am doing this show as a person who grew up in church, a church where no African person belong. If the Bible were a book that give an individual or African person life, everlasting life, it definitely, having the Bible and following the Bible is as good as you never born. You shouldn't born. Because the Bible, whatever little solace a person gets from it, is because they can't do any better. They don't know any better. I have experience with that. There came a time when I stopped praying. And when I say praying, it's in the context of the church rituals. It's not that praying is bad, but if you're praying in the wrong context, the right cause, your prayer don't value anything. Because where do you expect your prayer to go when you pray? Who are you praying to? That's the issue. Who are you praying to when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Who is hearing that prayer? The God in the Bible? All right. We pray to that God in the Bible, who the Bible say is a spirit. That's what the Bible says. Now, who is behind the writing of the Bible that says prophets receive inspiration from God to write those things in the Bible? Is that any true? For it God there that have interest in human life? Now, if that is true, how does the Bible prove that God is for real? So I grew up in the church and my mind was closed to any other knowledge in the world. And therefore, the Bible, the source of everything I think about and desire. It turns out that the Bible is not certified by any academic person. And for sure, if any book needs to be certified, is the Bible. And The only way a person is going to discover is good or bad in the Bible is by learning who wrote the book, who wrote the Bible, and when. Knowing that humanoid exists, or our lives began from way back. I mean, the human tree in uncivilized development. It was a uncivilized, it has been uncivilized human experience for quite a few million years. There was nothing set up on earth to harvest anything from uncivilized hominids. I don't read about any. They live just like the birds and the alligators. That's what I read. This point is crucial that African people understand. When you read the World History textbook, I mean, it's kind of bad that no real government, or not that way, but the real government that was given to mankind was not given to uncivilized mankind. Civilized thinking was not given to uncivilized mankind. Their level of humanity only live uncivilized until they die. There was nothing, no spoken language to uncivilized people. Now, if they should have language to speak, it would have to come from their creation. I don't read anything that show, and with observation, today we have the great device, scientific device, computer. And you might think that computer just designed in modern time, since AD time. That's not true. Nothing civilized was given to uncivilized people. And all of the civilized knowledge that we know today was not given to any uncivilized humans. No. And even if you're an uncivilized born African hybrid, if you never learn to read, you would basically live ignorant, unknowing. You have to learn to read to connect with the civilized world. You see what the lions, I'm trying to call one of those big animals out there, weighs tons. But the lion, the tiger, and many other forms of animals. You see them, you watch them in videos, go in their vicinity in Africa and shoot pictures, motion pictures of how animals live, kill each other and eat their meat. And one of the pictures I saw is one where the animals kill, you know, one of those big stuff, you know, like one that many lions ganged upon and overpower and, you know, take the life out of them. Imagine that. Think about what life is when you die and your body is no longer moving around and talk. Think about that. And think about the animals. It's the same way life go out of them. Like you meet a crash and sudden death. What happened? Your body is there, but that body will never walk again, will never talk again. Life, that life. I think about that, and it drives me to have a very, very sober look at myself. And not myself alone, but all of us that have life in a body. When come time for that spirit, you know, as it were, in the form of the beat of the heart. Once your heart stopped beat, your spirit gone. No more. But I'm telling you what I saw, that what these were, these were like ape-like men, but these are big stalwart ape-like men, and they came upon some beasts eating, you know, like they ate off the flesh and leave the ribs, like mostly ribs. And these, how much about like maybe four of these guys, uncivilized guys, they have, you know, a certain way to communicate. They drive the animals away from heating the animal that was killed, and they were heating up, cleaning up everything. So I'm thinking to myself that you mean to tell me that these guys break off the rib and go and sat down and start to heat, and one of their own came to this one who has his rib heating whatever he can eat off of it. He's like want to get some of it and making motion like he wants to take and heat maybe together, or take it away and heat some. And the other one to like, go, like, get away from here, you know. He wouldn't have it. Like, say, go get your one. And and I'm thinking about the civility, okay? I am saying the reason I'm doing the show, it is because I know people are there. They want to hear something that is appealing to them and like make more sense of what they are thinking. That's what this show represents. Because I live out all like 50, half a century, and didn't know what civility is. I move along with the idea that is generally referred to civilize and civilization, but don't know exact definition of it. Like to see it on display. Nobody ever talked like that to me. And therefore, It's why I am doing the show. And I'm talking about the difference following the line of time and to see the many uncivilized human beings who are evolved, not created, evolved over time, passing on from one generation to the other. And they were showing a heap-like family. And talking about it, just like our civilized family here and the way we relate. So they were narrating a history of this family of apes. And they were talking about a son and a father and what happened when the father died, and they show you the father die and, you know, the flies. They never bury, okay? So they leave you out there to the atmosphere to disintegrate you. And my point is, the consciousness that knows what uncivilized life is from civilized life. Now, we have a calendar that is referred to as BCE or BC calendar. Why is it in the AD time we are referring to BC? Why? Do you know? I want somebody to call me. All right, so make sure to give you this number right now. 347-850-1358. Because it is important that we understand that. BC versus AD, Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord. It is important that we understand that because we need to disrobe ourselves of the Bible history that tells us exactly what's coming on from down the pike of incivility until we are right where we are. My friends, nothing is going to happen that we all live and die. But there is something significant for us to know, that what caused, nobody promised any civilized life. Nobody had promised that. No power had promised that. But there came a time when intervention occurred. At the time of Homo erectus and civilized existence. Right, so we are traveling from back in hominid time, and evolution come on to where we have others according to history. But there is one that is well known called Homo erectus. If you are familiar with the Homo erectus, and Neanderthals, do you understand the difference between them? What I'm saying, we need to know what has happened along the line, why the world is in the state it's in. If we don't keep up with what happened along the way, according to information history give us, then we can't make a difference in the disarray and the darkness in which people who are category of civilization are become have become handicapped and don't amount to much than the uncivilized Homo erectus and the Neanderthals. Do a Google Homo erectus and go to the image, you know, on that heading that talk about image, and then you have some other election that you can find. Talks about you have to the very left hand Google, the left side page of the page, and you have all ALL. Then you have another icon that says images. Another icon said videos. Another icon says news. Icon says shopping and more tools. Right? Look at the image of the what they have as Homo erectus. See if they're good-looking, attractive images. In contrast to Neanderthals, look for Neanderthal too, and look at the images of them. You know, I want to tell you something. It taught me something when I did the search. As a matter of fact, not too long ago. Homo erectus images and see, you know, what they all, the many pictures or profile of them really are. And I look up Neanderthals. And I've been saying for a while now, from certain observation in passing, what is the difference between the looks of these two different species? And the reason is because of what I know now about Homo erectus, Neanderthals, and the hybrid African people. When I ask who are Homo sapiens, you know, I just couldn't make much of a sense. Homo sapiens. Like I saw, a whole page, you know, loaded with Homo erectus and Neanderthals. let me see if I can find something different than what I saw before, so I can address it to you. In order to just give you an idea. Cain's civilization and the humans that represents civilization. If you think civilization includes Homo erectus and Neanderthals and the rest, it's a big mistake you're making. I'm telling you this because something is happening. Something is happening on Earth right now, over the past 2,600 years, that sends the African people into a wrong direction of life. And the interference is just sickening. Why I was brought up in Christianity, born to Christian parents, and live like I am no more than one of those earlier human beings, except that I talk. Basically, that's the difference. But that was what I manifest, and that's what I remember. My parents talk, and so the advantages with the African people, no matter what happened, you can always talk, whether you're making sense or not, but you can talk. That's not the case with the Neanderthals and the Homo erectus. So why now on Google you see they pay more attention to the uncivilized folks than the civilized? Think about that. Now, I want to tell you, I had no problem seeing all these, you know, the pictures, a number of pictures that shows who, you know, what Homo erectus look like and what Neanderthals look like. Now, let me try again on the civilized people. The Homo sapiens sapiens. They don't have any problem to recognize it in the history. But when it comes to featuring Homo sapiens sapiens, you know, like on the same level that they are using to show the pictures of these other uncivilized folks, that is not on the level of Homo sapiens sapiens. All right? So let me see now what you're going to show me. I'm going to say, how BEAUTIFUL. How beautiful are HYBRID to more SPIENS say PIENS. All right? How beautiful are Homo sapiens sapiens? And see what I'm going to see. All right, go to images. You see? When I search for Homo erectus and Neanderthals, they are right behind us, so we came after them. And as a matter of fact, they all have, those species have died out. We only have depiction of them right now where, you know, people apparently able to, like, find pictures somehow and show what they were like, right? And when I go to images, what do I see at the very top? Is a Neanderthal human interbreed with who? Neanderthal never, black people were, black people never interbreed with Neanderthal. Why? Black people never seem to interbreed with no other species. But they have imposed on by other species like the Homo erectus. The Neanderthal died and gone. I don't see any representation of a crossbreed African hybrid to a Neanderthal. But what exists now, I know that there are pictures like Obama. Obama is a Homo erectus guy. Obama is coming from Homo erectus, a white mother. So Obama is a crossbreed between Homo erectus and hybrid. Something is wrong about it because they are uncivilized. And the only reason why they are talking is because they interbreed with the African hybrid. They don't want you to know that. These sodomites say they are ruling America. They are criminals. They are the first criminals on earth. They are still uncivilized. So they wrongly emulate the civilized government and say they are taking over the world. That's what is happening. This is why I'm doing the show. For me to come to read, to understand that, there's just no way I can hold my peace and watch that. We'll all soon be dead and gone. Now, it's a waste of a hybrid life to live and don't know who you are. Therefore, I am talking. Until I'm dead, let the truth be known. They have their life to live. We have our life to live. Let them live their life that has been our equity. Every life enjoy itself. Don't fool around with the other, because they are made up differently than from you. You enjoy your life and leave others alone and don't talk about you must have dominion over them. You idiot. Read the World History textbook and understand what it says, like you claim to understand a number of things. If you are a criminal, you must know you're a criminal. Why be a criminal and be a messing up civilized things? Why you do that? You white people, why you do that? Question is to the African people, what they call black people, the Chinese and Indians and so forth and so on. Why is it that they allow these uncivilized folks to interbreed and get civilized knowledge? Whilst they can't disrobe their homosexual nature. They can't mingle with us and make it seem like we're all the same. And the World History book is telling you that it must not happen. It must not happen. And African people allow these Homo erectus that mingle with Neanderthals. That's what put them in a position to mingle with African people. But because it is possible to interact with African people, don't mean that the rule must be broken. African people don't mix with other species. There is enough of African ethnic group. I don't see African people trying to go out and fuck all goats and donkeys and all these kind of stuff to be another species. I don't see that. And what I read in the World History textbook tells the structure and form
of civilized people that were created 200,000 years ago. So wherever you are and you're living under A.D. Anadamani, A.D. Anadamani is uncivilized. And they are turning everything upside down that is civility to fit their fucking ass culture. That's my thing. Why? Because the uncivilized folks, they will never know what it is to be a civilized anatomical human. Human being has been affected by the gods, the higher life of science, and this is the way civilized people are affected. I read a little. Synopsis here for you. From a book, When Time Began, by Zachariah Sitchin. Book 5 of the Earth Chronicles. Startling documented proof of extraterrestrial gods change the course of human development. Plain and simple, just like that. That the gods change the course of uncivilized human course of life. African people must not mingle with sodomites. You have the Chinese to mingle with. You have the Indians to mingle with. Hispanic, enough variety of us in the civilized. In the civilized, in the civilized culture, species, Homo sapiens sapiens are one species, and mingling with these, with these other upright, uncivilized people is not the way of civilization. There is only one culture consists of the Homo sapiens sapiens species. All these different ethnic groups. So when look, what has gone wrong is something that plunged the knowledge of civilized people into darkness, you know, because of that violation by African people. They take the blood of the gods that make us civilized hybrid human. No other human get that Homo sapiens sapiens. Started off with two people that they call Adam and Eve. DNA fertilization in vitro. It was not sex stuff like what these people do to each other and stuff like Homo erectus, you know, having sex with Neanderthals and interbreed up. It's not the same thing that happened to the offspring of Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens' blood was taken from male and female to mix. That's why people are called the mixed ones. We are a mixture of Homo sapiens, right? Of Homo sapiens. We are a mixture of Homo sapiens species with the blood of the gods, the Elohim. And they even wrote it in the Bible that God make man in his own image. I mean, do you have any way of relating to a spirit God? Image and likeness? Do you have that? They have it in the Bible. And why they write in the Bible? As a matter of fact, these white people have no right whatsoever. They think that they have a right to make laws in the context of where civilization is existing, and all the provision for society, life and all that, kingship, rule and such. They say they are making another world to fit their sodomite life, when the earth already is established with civilized commandments and way of life. They decided that they have the power to abolish it and make up their own, and that the civilized people must join them. Now, I can only appeal to the gods themselves over this. Whereas I think that if we start doing what they say, how we should live, we can be protected from these sodomite fucking white people there. Nothing is too hard for the Lord to do, even when our ancestors went astray and we are cut off from our own indigenous knowledge. We can be redeemed if we want, because they don't need us now. They created us to work, not to come here and do what we want to do and go, you know, if we sin, we come to Jesus and pray. None of that don't exist in our history. Why go to these sodomite white people who talk about they have a government and on nothing? Nothing. Let's call them and ask, where do you get legal authority from to make up AD and Adamani? Where you get it from? And we can go straight to history and find out where they don't have the dust of legal authority to talk about they have AD and Adamani and what it depend, it built upon. It has no background of validity. None whatsoever. These are people who are into each other's ass, where we don't have hormonal energy to tell us to kiss others' ass and lick it out and fuck it as well with shit. We African people don't have that. Now, we have a calendar, and they decide that, okay, they don't want the calendar. Stay the shit in Europe. If you don't want African calendar, stay your ass fucking ways in Europe. There's just no way the gods look down on us and think that we are of any use at all. So this try the whole thing, but that's not clearly their purpose or attitude towards this. They would like our civilized world to prosper till whatever time ends it. But what can they do for us when we decide to take on a government that don't want to have no part with the gods who set up this system of civilization? They don't want no part of the power that created it. They want to be the power that control it. And they are making themselves so flexible to make it admissible for them to retain power that Egypt idiots give to them. Egypt, not Egypt. I don't mean Egypt. Africa. My reading tell me that them and Africa come to agreement that they can do this kind of stuff that they're doing in the world, because Africa is the power, the government power that rule over orderly society. Now they give it over to these sodomites who are cross breed between African hybrid, so that they can talk. Since when white people start to talk? Because they come from Homo erectus. Why are they talking? Neanderthal did not give them speech. If you understand what I'm saying. How does black people start to talk, pray, and preach about in the name of Jesus? Since what give them that? The Bible. How did that happen? African government decide to drop kingship and let these honest fuckers come with their churches. This is what I see. Now, what kind of life is that? Now, the difference between uncivilized people and people with the blood of the God is that you read it all the time that they are only earthly creatures, but we are not, because we got the blood. We are created by the blood of they that are from above. So anytime you come across on anything that is talking about things from above, it is because the Elohim gods came to earth and establish their civilization in South Africa. And they were doing marvelous things, like creating the four rivers of Israel. Of Africa. The four rivers. And later on, they decided to create the human species to do primitive work help for them. And then, after they were reproducing and building up numbers, the gods thought that they could make something good in the earth of the civilized people. But it, before we get off and establish a world society, there came these Homo erectus interbreeding with our folks. Oh, there are the steppes of Asia and Europe, and interbreed up with them until they see that, okay, these hybrid people, they have control over everything. And they decide, say, all right, we have to find a way to infiltrate them. This is what happened. And then a curse fall on the hybrid people by the gods who create us and give us civilized government. And here come these sodomites having our blood crossbreed like Obama. Obama did. He and Clinton, they go to Gaddafi, Libya. They go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. Now, does Africa, did Africa intervene with that, the killing of Gaddafi? I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing from Africa. How can these white people go to Africa and do such a thing like killing a leader of Africa? And African Union say nothing about that? Huh? So you African hybrid people out there I'm talking to, a lot of us don't know whether we are hybrid, because I didn't know until I start to read. But what I'm saying, there is standing in front of us the situation of sodomite coming and crossbreeding with our species. That is a forbidden thing. It's a down the drain civility goes. These sodomites have been destroying civilization since the Bronze Age. And they get no fight from Africans. The gods, the Elohim, came to earth thousands of years ago and created the human race, the hybrid. They created it from scratch because it's DNA fertilization in vitro, right? Genetic manipulation. That's how the history shows that they bond Homo sapiens with the blood of the gods, DNA fertilization. And that's how the race of civilized human being began. It was not like the humanoid or the Homo erectus, or not even like the Neanderthals. The civilized people are different. They who come from that blood are different. So I am telling you now, an Orthodox Homo erectus build a church and then recruit all the African people in there, and that's where they gone. Those who not gone into the church, they just call themselves a sinner, a worldly, and a secular person, because they don't have any knowledge about civility. They only know something is wrong and trying to live till them dead. But that's not the way it's supposed to go. We must drive out the Homo erectus white people from our territories. We have not done so. We know that in Palestine, the Africans put up a fight with them. But they did not succeed. Why they did not succeed? Something is wrong. We don't have any intellectual training at this in our experience here. So we allow these homosexuals, the Homo erectus, to come in and learn to read, because they couldn't read. But you see, they are a lot more human than they used to be at Homo erectus. Now they have the Neanderthal higher, the third degree human development. You see, hominid the first of human beginning, and then the Homo erectus is a second grade human. They're uncivilized. They cannot talk. They make stone tools. That's it. All of them. But now, once they come out from the Neanderthals and interbreed with the African hybrid, they wanted to keep hush-hush and nobody not to know how they come to talk. But you can't hide from real intelligence, because there is date and time to show how long they are up in Europe and they couldn't talk. 1.5 million years. They can't override that with nothing they can write or say. White people are sodomite for 1.5 5 million years up in Europe. They never go nowhere. They never make anything. They never became civilized. Don't happen. The hybridization of the human race changed everything about humanity except for, you know, the shape of our bodies or something like that. You know, there are just some things that don't have functional effect. Okay, we have 2 hands, 10 fingers and all that, and 10 toes and stuff like that. You know, we have a big toe and we have a thumb and, you know, that physical, you know, factor. But as to the cerebrum and cerebellum, it's different. It's different. Attitude and judgment and making distinction and living that whole kind of life. It's different because though they who came, the Elohim that came to earth, are different from human-like kind of people. In that, especially in that sense. You see? So, you cannot compare the hybrid people with lower that never become civilized. And these guys have to interbreed in order to come get to this, to get to where we are in speaking. But there is much more to being an hybrid than talking. A lot of inner senses and function psychologically, these folks will never have. White people cannot have it. You cannot bring white people and black people on the same level. Because broadly you can tell from 200,000 years ago, black people has never built a army and tried to destroy white people. Black people don't show that they see white people with anything in Europe that they want to seize from them. It don't happen. But you see all the various different things that these psychopathic Homo erectus have. They have a uncivilized view of life, although they can talk and, you know, see some other things. But they think that to steal and destroy other people is okay. That is a marked difference between what the hybrid civilized people see and sense in their intellect. These white people do not. If you think that they see it, well, first, see to it that African people or black people, when they are capable of destroying these white people, they didn't do it. There was a time when they could, but they didn't. That I am proving the point that white people are not seeing and sensing what African people see, because we don't have any land or no place in Europe that we seize from them. And how many have they seized from us? They think that they are higher than us now that they are able to talk and they can carry out their power of being criminal, you know, as, you know, to ends where we don't go. So they find out, all right, they can conquer us because we don't have a neutron bomb or nothing like that. So they're going to, you know, they see that they can bend anything that we have and compensate for it. That's the way they think, to the point where black people all Africa don't see the need to oppose what they want, even though it's no good. You know, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's contradictory. Now, I really think that for us to come to our senses, to see that the church does not align in history with African people, and they are uncivilized. When they talk about their, you know, everything they do, like affecting principality, it's all something that is sloppy, a lie, a hoax. And that's where they build everything on. Talk about their law now. What does it build on? AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. They don't build it on nothing that they know in their origin. They build it on something that is based on African Elohim. That's what they use as power. Right? So now they make a Jesus. Where is it? Where is Jesus? You can't find a Jesus. But they want to look at you like, well, what you mean by? What you mean by? Like, why you don't know Jesus? And they call believing in something you don't know real thing. My friends, what are African people doing with these white people? There is a breakdown where black people become incapable and want to take on a level education that these honest fucking white people have as a power. To where now they equate fucking ass is just like fucking vagina. Although fucking ass cannot bring a child. They see it as equal. There's no big deal. There is nothing insane about fucking, fucking honest. They don't see anything wrong with it. Now, my friend, I'm shitting out of my ass every day, so I know what I'm cleaning out of it with my hand and paper. And you know that. And you know that every human being have an inside that convey waste matter that must exit out of the body. When we sweat, it's stuff that needs to come out of the body, water bringing out things out of our body that is not supposed to be in there. So it's good to sweat and get some of those stuff out. Well, we have toilets in our residence where we live. It's for you to go piss, letting out waste, and for you to shit, defecate, right? That's a part of being human. Now, but when you see cattle mating, when come mating time, mating season, they don't go fuck batty. The dumb animal, uncivilized animal, they don't go fuck asshole. They do not do that. But these Homo erectus are one species that see the asshole as a place to fuck. Because they experiment and see, oh, when you fuck batty, oh, you can feel good. And begin to say, well, then, all right, you know, fuck batty is pleasurous just like fucking vagina. Now, when we get these white people to bring us down to that level, what do you think happened to us? The gods could no longer look on us and recognize us for anything. That's it. You have cut off your connection to heaven. Because go into Eridu and you will know the place that was built where they connect communication from Earth to that planet. Listen, the status of a hybrid person cannot interbreed with white people. It just don't. And there is authority to overrule any type of these kind of action that they build up. Well, if it happened, and for whatever reason it happened through ignorance, whenever a person come to realize civility is, you can no longer go to church. All right. So this is where we started when the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago. Now, to take these sodomites, and they say they have a white house on our turf. You mean there's nobody to say? Nobody to say to defend what the gods established? There's nobody to defend what the gods established? Nobody. These sodomites left where they come from, fucking ass, to bring it where, everywhere we live, everywhere we live. They come everywhere we live. It's not just one place. It's everywhere they come and usurp authority over the way we live. Now, I'm not going to give in to that. I ain't going to go to church. I ain't going to vote. Their system that I know they are wrongly emulating to please their sodomite criminal self. And how many of us have they killed since they pursue us? How many of them we go killed? Have we ever turned on them and tried to kill them? Even when they were not able to talk or not like that? No, we didn't. But since they can talk, they use poison, kill us, they use all kind of stuff and kill us. And you go to church still and let them marry you for them law, marry you for them law, buy your house and everything like that. We never saw land. Who are given control over the land? Even the Bible showed that. Adam and Eve were given control over the world, the sea and land. What now? These faggots have used our wealth because they come in and overthrow our system. And our system voluntarily cooperate with it. You talk to Africa and ask them why. Ask them why. That is something we are to do, because if we are not taking steps to redeem ourselves, neither can the gods connect with us. One of the things that is in operation right now is the calendar, right? Before I go to the calendar, let me read this. Now, when I told you about what they wrote for Homo sapiens, they mixed it up with all kind of different faces. You can hardly tell what they are calling Homo sapiens picture to Homo erectus and Homo erectus and Neanderthals. You can hardly tell. They treat this because, like, guess what? Who is doing it? It's these white, honest fucking people. They are the one who is trying to wipe out the regard or the identity of civilized people. They want to bring us down to their level and below their level. So dump the Bible. Reject Christianity. That's what you're supposed to do. Learn your history. That will resolve everything. All of these social networks, knock them down. okay? If they don't serve any real useful purpose, get them out. Let these honest fucking mad people go back to Europe. Get out all of their sodomite institution out of our territories. And they will do that whenever we take the right step. You can't be a church goer, church member from any whatever church they're in, because church is not belonging to us. We are the one that are to be, you know, offended by this. Why aren't we offended? Why aren't we offended? We don't know our history. That's it. Okay? You see, these people, because they take that step and are successful in it, we don't do anything to amend it. Instead, we are complimenting them, because a lot of African people feel like, oh, white people are pretty for marriage too. I guess like they saw the Neanderthals and think they were pretty and try to do things with them. Listen, my friend, we must know the difference between existence conditions. We must know that. And what I am trying to tell you is that if we don't get these white people out of our territory, which is, we have the power to do it. If we don't get them out, you are going to suffer for us. You're going to suffer for going to church and talk about you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It's simply because you don't have a sense of your own history. And you think that history, if you think you can bypass history and believe in the Bible has absolutely no certification for what it says. And especially talking about the hybrid African people, civilized people, they don't have no right to write nothing about us. And they better stop. And then let the gods turn the devastation on them. You see, because as long as we take the right position, everything falls right on that. As long as we turn our back on what the gods give us to observe and to live, and let them take from us, I mean, everything that belongs to us, and begin to like tell us we must fuck our asses. We don't do nothing. What do you think the God's going to do? Destroy all of us. Except me. And those who decide to love and revere them for what they do for us. To us, there will be mercy. But there is none to you who's going to the church and speaking tongues. You see what I mean? So, the reason why I'm doing this show is because it is something, it's a reason that go far beyond what these sodomites are doing. It goes to the integrity of our creation as hybrid. We have the blood of the gods. What do they have? They have like an intermixture of the blood of the gods, and now they can talk and they claim that, you know, they're going to control everything with just talking shit, because when they talk about AD Anadamani, that is their shit. It's no civilized act that set it in place. Kingship government, that's what civilization is all about. What you're going to church is uncivilized. And calling upon the name of Jesus is uncivilized. Because it don't exist. You don't follow that. So, in as much that I want somebody to call me and tell you that, look, these white people are onto wiping out the identity of hybrid Africans. That's what they are about. Okay? And we are making it easy for them to do it. To make this funny law called AD and Adamany. Get this AD and Adamany nothing shittery out. The church, Christianity out of Africa. If they want it, take it to Europe. Or come tell me where in history you get government authority from to wipe out BC era and come in with AD and Adamany in the year of our Lord. Come prove that. Come prove that. With that said, I'm telling you white people, I'm a federal so-called white people government, get out. Get out. We are not in any way to live under a D moon calendar. We are not. I want to read you a few excerpts of what civilized calendar is all about. Bear with me a few minutes. I will be right back.
Wait a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I'll throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's enough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go. I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to, wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, well, if he really does exist, why did he discern in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more parts
to if you're up enjoying this tune. I am racing against time with this for what I want to get done in this session. And to give an input into the seriousness of what I'm talking about, I want to make it very, 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 very potent to those who are listening. It is a serious thing. Any one of us here can drop boop dead right now, and that's it. Now, is it important for us to live a civilized life? You have an interest in living a civilized life? That's what I'm interested in, is living a civilized life.
And whatever it takes, I want to govern myself accordingly. And that's what I am trying to convey to you, that we don't have white people as government on this planet Earth. There is no writing in history for that. Bible, they use to get there, they write a Bible to command authority for themselves and take and swallow up African people into their nonsense. Well, too bad. It is our punishment because our ancestors go and fuck with them and have crossbreed children like Obama. But that's not for us. Read our history. All right? So here I'm going to tell you, let me just read this little synopsis that I wrote. It's all about them and factor in their position with our historic position. Okay? This is what these sodomite people are about. And we must knock it down with the power of the truth that the God set upon earth. Okay? Look at the obelisk. You see that tall pole with the pointed top called obelisk? That is our, that is our staff that was used in a temple on the entry. Two of them standing up in our temple that is cardinally positioned with Nibiru and the earth. And these sodomites take it for themselves. How many things that we have for ourselves, they take it away. They take over even the place that they live on. Now, this is too far. This is too stupid and foolish that we are putting up with. These are the first criminal on earth, these white people. Why you think they are in America? Why you think they are in Palestine? Why you think they go to Europe and push out the king? Why they go to New Zealand, Australia? Why? They go there with poison and kill off our people. That's what they do. And now we must contend with them talking about they have constitution and stuff like that. Why don't we, like, come and represent ourselves, you know, and show them they don't have no grounds to be, you know, and they must get off. They have no grounds. But they are taking our stuff and try to mix up with us like they're civilized. No. That nothing that we have, they want to identify with it. The calendar that began with us, they kick it to the curb and talk about their emperor and their pope is having a new world order. And we are under that? No. I mean, tell these honest fucking, I mean, why they don't understand that shit is stink? It smells good to them when they're fucking in it. Okay? Everything we have, they take it and turn it around for themselves. And we cannot defend ourselves. Well, no. All right. So now, this is what I wrote, and then I'm going to try to read something on the calendar and why the calendar represents our lives, our existence. We cannot allow these sodomites to interfere with our life to the depth that they have. No, we cannot allow, not even to the smallest measure. We cannot afford that these sodomites to come in and learn to read and learn to write and learn science and all these kind of stuff that don't belong to them, right? Now, if we have, you know, the sincerity and the respect for the gods that bring civility to the earth when there was none, when these sodomites were in Europe for 1.5 million years, my friends, just think about it. Think about it. They didn't have nothing. But no sooner than after they could see civility and see what had happened, they catch a fire. And look at where we are right now. Can you see that? I don't think you've seen it.
At least, I'm calling your attention to it. I'm calling your attention to it. So, this eagerness to go to Mars as evidence at congressional hearings made clear necessitated joint U.S.-Soviet effort and cooperation between their space program, So you understand that? The eagerness. So let me see. Did I tell you? It seemed like I overlook the. I overlook the title. Mental retarded hybrid people. Since Europe Erectus dominate them. What was it? Mental retarded hybrid people. Mental retarded people since Europe Erectus dominate them. So the people I am talking about is the hybrid African people. That since Europe dominate them, them turn fool. But look at what they are doing, what they are planning. They are planning and doing things to make it seem like they are worthy of ruling the world. That's not true. These guys are fucking ass every night and day. And then in the daytime, they dress up with a woman like it's their wife. They did not marry to each other 1.5 million years ago. They did not. Where they learn it from? It's us. They didn't have clothes that they made. We make clothes, right, under the gods. And they come and taking over all that is good and they can use and then turn it the other way around into their AD Anadamani world. It don't go like that. It don't work like that. All right, so this is what I'm talking about today. So this eagerness that these honest fuckers, white people, they have an eagerness between them and the Soviets. They are all the same honest fucking people. There's no difference between them. Don't think that Russians are different from who they call U.S. you Americans. All right, so you think about this. The eagerness to go to Mars. As evidence at congressional hearing made clear, necessitated joint U.S.-Soviet effort and cooperation between their space program. You hear that? Even one in the United States was for it. Why not? However, defense planners think the setback to the manned shuttle program to mean a change to greater reliance, ever more power on manned rockets. They think that's a better thing. And to gain public and congressional support, some data about the Air Force, about the Air Force's new booster rockets to be used in the Star Wars defense was released. Overriding objection, the United States, hold on a second. Okay, it says, yes, however, defense planners think the setback to the manned shuttle program to mean a change to greater reliance on over more powerful and over more powered unmanned rockets, and to gain public and congressional support, some data about the Air Force's new booster rockets to be used in the Star Wars defenses was released. All right. Now, overriding objection, the United States and the USSR signed in April 1987 a new agreement for cooperation in space. Immediately. Just a second. Okay. Yes. Overriding objection. The United States and Russia signed in April 1987 a new agreement for cooperation in space. Immediately after signing the agreement for the White House order, the White House ordered NASA to suspend work on the Mars Observe spacecraft that was to be launched in 1990. Thenceforth, there were to be joint effort with the Soviet Union in support of its Phobos mission. In the United States, opposition to sharing space secrets with the Soviet Union nevertheless continued, and some experts viewed the repeated Soviet invitation to the United States to join in their mission to Mars simply as attempts to gain access to Western technology. Prompted, no doubt, such objection, President Reagan once again spoke up publicly of the extraterrestrial threat. You know what extraterrestrial threat they're talking about? It's the gods that were on Earth that went back to Nibiru coming back. That's the threat that they're talking about. These sodomites. That's the threat they're talking about. Who left everything here, but of course when they left here, the gods were in charge, leaving African in power of kingship government over the world. These sodomites decide that now they are in charge of the earth. They are the world power. They don't want no intervention here. That's what they're talking about. Do you know what that means to the hybrid people here? Do you? These honest fucking white people that take charge of every single thing on earth here right now with their bogus shitting AD Anadamani, bogus fraudulent stuff. General Assembly, okay, prompted, no doubt, by such objection, President Reagan once again spoke up publicly of the extraterrestrial threat. Three occasions was his address to, I think it's not three, but the occasion was his address, the General Assembly of the United Nations on September 21st, 1987, speaking of the need to turn swords into plowshares. He said, in our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threats. Perhaps we need some outside universal threats to recognize this common bond. Yes, my friends, this is what the white people are carrying on. And we have lost sight that they don't belong in our territory. Whatever they want to do in Europe is not for us to speak about. It's for the gods to be concerned with if they are doing anything over there that they don't like. But what is our concern is what is in under our purview. White people have nothing to do in African territory. Absolutely. And if it takes me to get this across, I am getting it across, right? Because you would have to come to me and show me where they have a right to do what they are doing, overtaking our way of life. They can't take over our way of life because they fuck dogs and men on a shit. They don't stay here. They are not civilized. Okay? They don't come here and set up education university for us and teach us Essex. No. They go over Europe. Go do themselves that. Plain and simple as that. I'm going to read some on the calendar now. This is not going to go down this way, okay? These white people come here and mingle themselves like, oh, they have a right to be here. Like, you know, they have power from an eye. Yes, they get that power from fucking each other's honors from 1.5 million years ago. Don't bring it come on us. Don't. Get out. Get out of what you call the White House and federal government. Go carry your government to Europe. Okay? That's plain and simple. These guys are stinking mad. They don't know their place. They want to shoot down the gods if they are coming back to Earth into South Africa. They don't want us to go to South Africa to see where the gods do mine working over there and the Sinai where they have a spaceport. They don't want to expose those things to us. Who give these fucking batty white men them these kind of, but they're homo erectus, delusional, uncivilized fucking ass mine. That's all there is. You're going to learn more about hybrid, okay? That you're fooling around.
Hello? Oh, Devlin? No. Where are you? Still in Jamaica? Okay. show right now. No, but I wasn't calling you, no. Oh, this number? You mean my number, dial you? Dial you? Well, I don't know who could call you from this number because I didn't call you. I'm doing a show. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Yes, man. Everything is all right. Yeah, everything is all right. Yes. All right? All right, cool.
Yes, I'm going to read something now on the calendar. I'm going to see how much. I want you to get a sense of what civilized calendar is. It's not what these AD, these people who said they're taking over the world. It's because Africa gave them the opportunity to do this. Africa don't have no right to give them no opportunity to kill black people. You think so? No. No plan is made for nothing like that. I'm shocked out of my wits that they are sitting down there and will not offer the African people defense, political defense, wherever needed. They come and take away every scrap of land that we have and to all this, right? And nobody, all they're doing is talking, black people are talking, all kind of paperweight argument that just drop into the street. Nobody is doing anything or use the faggot or this bogus government they have. Black people are going in there and use it to fight against the system or to get justice. It's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. And they come with no government at all, doing all these things like a government, and black people don't have no eyes to see it. Where do they come from? Read and know where they come from. Now, knowledge about the calendar. The story of the calendar and listen, the reason why I'm trying to read some of this to you is simply to come to the point where it tells you very clear that civilized calendar was given to civilized people. A.D. Anadamani came in by these honor shit fucking white people, them came in, let's say 2,000 something years ago. So you think about how long we hybrid people been here. And 2,021 years ago. Okay? We are here long, many, many hundreds of years before that. We don't allow them to just come up and learn to talk over the past 12,000 years and come now and talk about they want to take charge of our civilized life. And we have to live by their government, and we think that their government that they have have power over us. What about the imperial colonialism? What is imperial colonialism? You mean they have a right to make emperor and pope built on a system that is a civilized system and turn it off into what they want it to be, and black people must succumb to that? That's not true. That's not true. We are worthless. Black people are worthless. I want to bring you to where it shows that we were given, if I don't get a chance to get to here, I want you to know the finality. I'm reading about the calendar. This is what I want you to know about it, okay? In the time, the first pyramid war,
says something about the first pyramid war. Were these, you know, this thing keep on backing me up, backing me up. All right. I don't want to back up to where the paragraph is at. All right, let me start from right here. And second, because all that led, as the Sumerian text makes clear, to an affinity between Thoth and the star Cyrus and controller of the Egyptian calendar and the harbinger of the life-giving inundated of the Nile. Were these the only reason for the jealousy, or did Ray Marduk have more compelling reasons to see in Tooth a rival, a threat to his supremacy? According to Menito, the long reign of the first divine dynasty began by rendered abruptly after only a short reign of these hundred years by Horus. After the conflict that we have called the First Pyramid War, then, instead of another descendant of Ray, it was Thoth who was given lordship over Egypt, and his dynasty continued according to Menito for 1,570 years. His reign, an era of progress, coincided with the new stone Neolithic age in the Near East. The first phase of the granting of civilization by the Anunnaki to mankind. So in these circumstances, they are discussing a conflict down to this point, that what was going on here amounts to showing that the civilization, unlike what we are accustomed to under AD and Adamini as civilization. That's not civilization, because you can't have sodomite white people ruling and it is a civilization you're talking about. They are not civilized. They can't rule over civilized people. Where they come and take over the African territory anywhere on planet, it is because of for whatever they talk about, one thing can be gathered. There's no way that they could have done the things they do, like overtalking, and Africa don't say anything about it until this day. With all the people, the African people that these white people kill in their invasion of our territory, Africa has not done anything to protect African people safely in their territory. So what do you make of that? How do we become uncivilized like these honest fucking white people? When? What caused that? If
if Africa is the only authority to blame for this, and we need to hold them accountable. Why? Clearly, right here, civilization is not what these white people are acting for, are by. It's a anadamani that they make up on a character that doesn't exist. So how civilized are we when we go to church? And church don't come from civilization. There is no church by the gods. There is a religious way of life, and that's all we supposed to know about. It's not going to a church. All right. What holds together civilization is a calendar. And I'm going to read about it to you now. So you know where I'm headed. That is what I want you to know, is that calendar is our civilization is given to us under a calendar. The first calendar that is created on earth. That's where civilization comes through for us, for humans. Okay? And the gods are who set it up to be in line with the way they live in line with nature. We are supposed to be in line with nature too. And the only way we live in line with nature is through the calendar that is set up 365 days a year. We don't need these shit house white people to come and make up something else and tell us about we are underneath them. Do we need all of that? We don't need none of that. All right? So I'm going to read a little about the calendar that holds every factor in place for us, African people. If African people going to church, you are astray. Okay? And you are equivalent to those who are doing sodomy. Really? Because if you take them and admit them into your land and everything like that and claim that, you know, they are providing for you as government, you know, don't go like that. I mean, you're, like I say, you're not, you don't have any other function than these sodomites have, because how can they come and make up these things? It don't rest on nothing of substance at all. The God and the Jesus in the Bible are empty characters. It's made up on some nonsense or on some black people, and then turn it into something else. You're praying to a God every night and his son through the name of Jesus. What? That is a hoax. That is not reality. So whatever energy vibration you are feeling from that, my friends, it's a delusion. It is a delusion. So here is what the calendar that control our destiny is. It says, the story of the calendar is one of ingenuity, of the sophisticated combination of astronomy. Right? So you don't take this calendar lightly. Mathematics. So a sophisticated combination of astronomy and mathematics. You think the white people invented mathematics and astronomy? No, they don't. They don't want civilized people to know about astronomy. When they go along with a mathematics, but they don't want you to know about astronomy. It is also a tale of conflict, religious fervor, and struggles for supremacy. So that as we know it, it's displayed our human element in the effort of living by this calendar. No substitute can be accepted. People just need to know how to use the formula that is set out by the makers, the Elohim, the gods on earth, set out the frame of the calendar. The notion that the calendar was devised by and for farmers so that they would know when to sow and when to reap has been taken for granted too long. It fails both the test of logic and of fact. Okay? Now, he's talking about the AD calendar that we are accustomed to. Say, it failed the test of logic and fact. So what we are living, and I go to church and something, church in like manner fail fact and logic, because there is history that said the opposite of what they're saying. So if you have always felt, you know, very nervous about the church and you can't understand, now here is something that gives you some sense of the perspective of civilized life. So the calendar was not set for the white people calendar, AD and Adamani. It's created like performers, you know, on some dates. But it cannot fit in the place of the original zodiacal calendar by the Elohims. So it goes on. And primitive society, he says, farmers do not need a formal calendar. They do not, like we have, to know the season. And primitive society have managed to feed themselves for generations without a calendar. So it means that what he's talking about since over the past 2,000 years, the writer is talking about. Because under before Christ, he wouldn't refer to before Christ as that, because that's all people know, is living under the original calendar, the God's calendar. Now, A.D. and Adamani come up and talk about these when these white men decide that they want to take over the world, and they make up a calendar. Well, we have something to deal with because Europe allowed them to do that. How Europe allowed them to do that? And Europe is commissioned kingship, government, to rule the world. What are they doing? Something gone wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. No. So, it says here, the historic fact is that the calendar was devised in order to predetermine precise time of festivals, which we don't have that custom in our time because we have Sodomite Christmas and all stuff like that. Christmas and Easter, another foolishness, St. Patrick's Day and thing, right? So we don't far afield from what the value of a calendar is. So the white people, them would just make it play that way, that AD Anno Domini. They don't need to make no AD Anno Domini calendar. There was no need for a change of calendar, except they don't want to attribute to civilized way of life. They don't want to do that. You see, so they want something like a bureaucracy so they can steal where you have and consecrate where you have and live their sodomite way of life high on the hog, as it were, right? And go to Mars. That's why they want something that plays as a calendar officially, as a calendar that can do certain things They can't do with just political power. All right? Now, so it says, the calendar's purpose was to enable religious observances. Should not surprise one at all. We find an instance that still regulates our lives in the current common, but actual Christian calendar. Right? So you say, we find an instance that still regulates our lives in the current common, but actual Christian calendar, which means you can keep dates on something like that. In its principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter and celebration of the resurrection. What are all those? Lies. So he says its principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar, apart from using it to regulate, you know, things you do in life. You set date to do things. Its principal festival and the focal point of the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter, which is uncivilized. Is that they use to, you know, bamboozle the African people about Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't get rid of Adam and Eve in the Bible, you will never get out of the entanglement of the white people and sodomite Christian religion. You see? When you get rid of Adam and Eve, you will see these things and discover them, identify them, that these are not civilized things. And treat it as such. This is what these sodomite people are using the calendar for. It's to totally control the civilized people. You know, see? But we never need none all along, because how long the original calendar is here? It is how many hundreds of thousands of years. Right? And people have been doing kings rule, whole bunch of king rule, and over a long, 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 long time. I mean, how many kings rule over the prehistory and back in after the flood? By the original calendar, and nobody never think that there was a need for another calendar. So what the heck are we living under this calendar for? And it's a violation of civilization. Easter celebration Easter celebration is a sodomite thing, you see. Easter is something that African people must not mingle with. See? It's all sodomite stuff that is in it. And it's something that we must we must come to know and avoid. But you're out there buying Santa Claus and Christmas tree and all them kind of thing and light all around your house. You see, it's uncivilized. Stop. It goes on to say, it's principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the calendar. The rest of the annual calendar is Easter. The celebration of the resurrection, according to the New Testament, the New Testament of Jesus on the third day after the crucifixion. And all this is totally something that people, black people, should have catched long time and dash away instead of living under it as a worship to God that they believe in. No. Yes, Easter, the celebration of the resurrection, according to the New Testament, of Jesus on the third day after his crucifixion. Western Christians celebrate Easter. Western Christians mean the African people celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after after the full moon that occurs on or right after the spring equinox. This created a problem for the early Christians in Rome, where the dominant celebration, where the dominant calendrical element was the solar year of 365 years. See, Christians have no problem with it, with the original civilized calendar. So Christians are belonging to the uncivilized world, right? And that's why you'll run into a problem with the original calendar that is a civilized calendar. Yes, 365 days and the months were of irregular length and not exactly related to the moon's phases. See, they got run into problems, so they're going to have to find a way now to fix things to avoid that. The determination of Easter Day therefore required a reliance on the Jewish calendar. Jewish calendar. Because the Last Supper, from which the other crucial days of Eastertide are counted, was actually the Seder meal with which the Jewish celebration of Passover begins on the eve of the 14th day of the month, Nisan. The time of the full moon. As a result, during the first centuries of Christianity, Easter was celebrated in accordance with the Jewish calendar. It was only when the Roman Emperor Constantine have adopted Christianity, convened a church council, the Council of Nicaea, in the year 325 AD, that the continued dependence on Jewish calendar was served, and Christianity, until then, deemed by the Gentiles, as merely another Jewish sect, was made into a separate religion. What separate religion is that? There's only one religion and one church, AD and Adamani church. But religion is a BC era comprehensive way of life. In this change, as in its origin, the Christian calendar was thus an oppression of religious belief and an instrument for determining the dates of worship. It was also later on when the Muslims burst out of Arabia to by the sword, lands, and people. You hear that? To conquer them. Where does this come from? Sodomite way of life, because that there was nobody going out to conquer nobody and claim that them religious. That never happened. But since these people decide to take over the world, they're going to change the custom, the civilized custom. They have to do that and force, that's why they kill black people to join the church. You see, with them, for them law where they met. I mean, there was no law that was made under kingship for thousands and thousands of years that do that to anybody. It's an orderly society that kingship orders and law code, righteous law codes. So it goes on to say, it says, the opposition of their purely lunar calendar was one of their first acts, for it had a profound religious connotation. No, church connotation. Religious connotation. If it is religious connotation, then it should be a civilized thing. But they are mixing up. Uncivilized context with civilized context. And that is making all of the trouble, where African people ought to stand up, Africa as a government ought to stand up for the principles of religion, polytheism, the God's way of life. So now the transition is being made and black people don't care, where they are trashing the original calendar and moving it to Sodomite calendar. These are things, you know, they are to be brought up. It would affect the condition that the world is in. You know, if responsible people would talk about it. Well, I'm talking about it, and it would be good if people would call and interact, but they're not calling in. They don't want to touch it. See? So these sodomite white people will have their way. As long as you don't come and stake out what position civilized people have in history and what they are brought in under their sodomite AD and Adamany and using African character to supply what they need to help their system that they are creating. No, we must object to African character supporting sodomite white people, uncivilized people, their system that they are wanting to come and oppress the African people with it. How easy we could avoid it by just holding the truth in place. So it goes on to say, it was also later on when the Muslim burst out Arabia to conquer by the sword lands. Thief, you know, steal them stealing. But you see how them put it? Yeah, like I know nothing. But what if somebody was doing it to them? How would they like that? No. And people east of west, people east and west, the imposition of their purely lunar calendar was one of their first acts. For it had a profound religious connotation. For it had been a profound religious connotation. It counted the passage of time from the Igira, the migration of Islam, Islam's founder, Muhammad, from Mecca to Medina in 622 AD. Muhammad, found Mecca in Medina. Yes, so do I say? Yes. The migration of Islam founder Muhammad from Mecca to Medina in 622 AD. The history of the Roman Christian calendar, interesting by itself, illustrate some of the problems inherent in the imperfect mismeshing of solar and lunar time and the resulting need over the millennia for calendar reform and the ensuing notation, ever renewing ages. Okay. Over the renewing ages. So, it's in here. All right. The current suffer from? Anything?
Okay.
The notion of common era Christian calendar was introduced by Pope Gregory the 13th, 1582, and is therefore called the Gregorian calendar. It constituted a reform of the previous Julian calendar. So named after the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar. That noted Roman Emperor tired of the chaotic Roman calendar, invented in the 1st century BC, the astronomer the chaotic Roman calendar invented in the 1st century BC, the astronomer Sosingens of Alexandria, Egypt, to suggest a reform of the calendar. Sosigen's advice was to forget about lunar times, keeping and to adopt a solar calendar as that of Egyptians. The result was a year of 365 days plus a leap year of 360 days, 366 days, once in 4 years. But that still failed to account for extra 11 1/4 minutes a year in excess of the quarter day over and above the 365 days. That seemed too minute to bother with. But the result was that by 1582, the first day of spring fixed by the Council of Nicaea to fall on March 21 was retarded by 10 days to March
1st to March, no, to March 11th. Pope Gregory corrected the shortfall by simply decreeing on October 4th, 1582, that the next day should be October 15th. This reform established the current use Gregorian calendar, whose other innovation was to decree that the year began in January 1st. The astronomers suggestion that the calendar has that of the Egyptian be adopted in Rome was accepted. One must assume without undue difficulties because by then Rome and especially Julius Caesar were quite familiar with Egypt, religious custom, and hence with its calendar. The Egyptian calendar was at that time indeed a purely solar calendar of 365 days divided into 12 months of 30 days each. To these 360 days, an end of year, religious festival of 5 days was added, dedicated to the gods of Orisis, Horus, Seth, Isis, and Nephthy. The Egyptians were aware that the solar calendar is somewhat longer than 365 days, not just by full day. Every 4 years, as Julius Caesar had allowed for, but by enough to shift the calendar back to 1 month every 120 years. And by full year, every 1,460 years, the beginning or sacred cycle of the Egyptian calendar was this 1,460 year period. For it coincide with the cycle of the Eliacal rising of the star Sirius, Egyptian Sept, Sosis. At the time of the Nile's annual flooding, which in turn takes place at about the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. Edward Meyer
a G Tisich chronology concluded that when this Egyptian calendar was introduced, such a convergence of the Eliacal rising of Cyrus and the Nile's inundation had occurred on July 19th. Based on that, Kurt Sethi Ergesichi and Altisti religion, Der Age Peter, what a whole long line of things, calculated this could have happened in either 4240 BC. Or 2780 BC. By observing the skies at either Heliopolis or Memphis. Going to a lot of things. The earlier calendar also, in the opinion of Lockyer, Equinautical and linked indeed to the earliest temple at Heliopolis, whose orientation was equinautical in all that as in the association of months with religious festivals. The earliest Egyptian calendar was akin to that of the Sumerian. The conclusion of the Egyptian calendar had its roots in pre-dynastic, before civilization appeared in Egypt, can only mean that it was not the Egyptians themselves who initiated their calendar. Who did? It is a conclusion that matches that regarding the zodiac in Egypt and regarding both the zodiac and the calendar in summer, they were all the artful inventions of the gods. See? Of the gods. Where Sodomite is going with their calendar? Not to rule over African territory. That is blasphemous. In Egypt, religion and worship of the gods began in Heliopolis, chose by Giza pyramid, close
by the Giza pyramid. Original Egyptian name was Anu, A-N-N-U, as the name of the ruler of Nibiru. And it is called on in the Bible. It is called On, O-N, in the Bible. Really, they don't put Anu. Why they say On? That no rhyme with the language that write prehistory stuff. You see, these sodomites, they change everything. So you see what they're trying to say? They don't refer to the name of the God of heaven, who is A-N-N-U. They write O-N. That's not good, so. See? So all them kind of thing that we are reading the Bible and accept, we don't know what they mean, and they don't have meaning for us, and we believe it anyway. When Joseph was made viceroy over all Egypt, that story, I don't think that story is a true story about Joseph either. Over all of Egypt, Genesis chapter 41. You don't believe anything they have in a Genesis. A story they make up. The patriarch gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the high priest of On. So that the high priest of God that they call On. Oh my gosh. To show you that the story about Joseph is not true. You see? Because they're not corresponding with what come from polytheism. You see? But they might use the story that belongs to polytheism and write it like something they support. Just terrible, man. Poor us who don't have the ready truth in front of us, because our people fail us. When Joseph was made viceroy over all of Egypt, Genesis chapter 41, the Pharaoh gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the high priest of On, for a wife. Oldest shrine was dedicated to Ta, the developer, who, according to Egyptian tradition, raised Egypt from under the waters of the great flood and made it inhabitable by extensive drainage and earthwork. Divine reign over Egypt was then transferred to Ta, to his son, Re, the bright one, who was also called Tem, the pure one, and in a special shrine also at Heliopolis, the boat of heaven of Ray, and and conical Ben could be seen by pilgrims once a year. Now, this is all about what the calendar is about. And when we allow, we go on the AD and Adam and the calendar, we are not behaving like we have a calendar given by the gods. We're not behaving like we have a calendar given to us by the gods that we are to live by. We don't allow these sodomite people. Them don't have any civilization. A little crossbreeding and they are talking and stuff like that. We don't go by them. We have our own system of government, kingship. Why are we going to need their AD and Adamani? My friends, I want to thank you for tuning in, and may you continue to digest knowledge and live your life until you're dead. Don't go into this sodomites, AD and Adam and the thing that they contrive up. It's not ours, okay? And if we want good things to happen to us, stick to the truth that we know. Take care. And this I'm going to say here is what?